Good morning. Today's Daf and Yevamos Chav Ches. We're on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to be starting about a quarter of the way down in the Amud with the words Amar Avuhu Amar Rav. It's a new topic. It's a new sugya. As I mentioned yesterday and today are probably one of the more difficult dapim here in Yevamos. It's where Yevamos earns its reputation as being a difficult masechta. So today will not disappoint. It's going to be a difficult daf, but hopefully I'll provide enough clarity where we're going to walk away from today with something in our hands. In other words, there's going to be a lot of shock levitaria and a lot of back and forth and a lot of family considerations and a lot of different cases, but hopefully we'll walk away with some basic ideas. Let's get underway. The topic of the daf is similar to what we've been discussing, but a slightly variant version of our previous discussions. We're just going to jump right into the Gemara, and I'm not going to give any background, as really this is a new topic. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Gemara starts off with the following, Achayos Yevamos, Sheneflu, Lifnei Yavam Echad. Okay, so the case over here is simple. I say simple meaning that, comparative to what we've discussed previously, it's a pretty straightforward case. So you have three brothers, and two of the brothers married two sisters. Okay, very similar to our Mishnah, meaning the opening Mishnah, the second parak, talked about four brothers, two of them marrying two sisters. The two brothers die, presenting the two sisters as Yevamas to the two surviving brothers. That's our Mishnah. So this case over here is extraordinarily similar, but with a notable difference in that, of course, is that there's only one surviving brother. Okay, now, over here, what's the issue? What's the concern? So as we already discussed numerous times, and we get to say over again, so now this surviving brother now is going to do the mitzvah of Yibum, cannot do the mitzvah of Yibum because of Achazukukaso. So once again, there is a basic idea that follows through the entire Masechta, and that is the idea of Zika. In other words, Zika means that you're bonded to this woman. Now, what does that mean, you're bonded to this woman? So as we've been discussing over the course of this Masechta, either you subscribe to the position of Yesh Zika or Ain Zika. Yesh Zika means not only is there a Zika, but it's basically going to be tantamount to a type of bond, union, marriage, in which you and her now are quasi-married to one another. And if you subscribe to Ein Zika, so it still means, of course, that there's a mitzvah of Yibam. It, of course, means she cannot marry anyone until you do something, either Yibam or Chalitza, but that Zika does not translate into any kind of marriage. So what we have over here is, we're gonna assume right now that we subscribe to Yesh Zika, which means that you are bonded and quasi-married to both of these women. And the problem, of course, is that they are sisters to one another. Each one of them now is Achos Zikukoso. Consequently, you can marry neither of those women. So what do? So you do chalitza. And in fact, that's what we're learning right now. This is not news. In other words, we knew this already. It's the next point that we're setting ourselves up for. So I'm going to start again. Okay, so everything straightforward, meaning you do chalitza to both, as we already know. Now, mesa rishona, but here comes now the chiddush. And the chiddush is as follows. As both of them now are eligible yevamas, so rachmanus, one of them die. One of the women die. So can I marry the other woman? So Rav will tell you yes. And not only will Rav say yes, doesn't matter which one of them died first. Because once one of them die, so achuzu kakaso goes away. So here we get to really what is today's daf and today's discussion. And this is going to be principally most of today's daf. And that is, you had a Yevama who is ineligible at the time when she presented and she became a candidate for Yibum. And then she becomes eligible. It's almost like Dichui, right? It's like a Dichui discussion. She was ineligible and now she becomes eligible. Yeah? Good or no good? So Rav's position is going to be really clear. That's good. In other words, even though at the time of presentation, at the time of candidacy, at the death of her husband, she was ineligible, nevertheless, if that reason of ineligibility goes away, and now she becomes eligible, Rav will tell you, you can go ahead now and do the mitzvah of Yibum. So, Mesa Rishona Muta Bishniya. Wait one second. Let's first cover the basics. Let's just first cover both shitas, and then for sure I'll pause. So, Mesa Rishona Muta Bishniya. So, if the first one dies, so then you're allowed to marry the second one. Ve'ein Zeruch Lamar Mesa Shniya. Now, here's a no-brainer. Let's say the second one dies. Now, when I say first and second one, I'm just talking here about order. The Gemara is just talking about order, meaning, obviously, the brothers did not die simultaneously. Later in today's daf, we'll entertain the idea of the circumstance in which they die simultaneously. But right now, we're assuming that they didn't die simultaneously. They died one after the other. So, if they died one or the other, so let's take a look at the sisters in the order they were presented. The first sister presented. at the time when presented, she mutaris 100%. In other words, because she's not achos de kukaso. Because right now, the sister is married. In other words, she's still married to her original husband. So, when the first one becomes a candidate for Yibum, so she's mutaris legamrei. Now, when the second one now becomes presented, now they both become achos de kukaso. So Rav says it doesn't matter. Meaning, if the second one dies and the first one presents herself, it's a davar pashut. Meaning, because when she was presented originally, she was presented as eligible. The sister now becomes the Yavama. Now they are achos de kukaso. Okay, but if the second one dies, the first one goes back to her original state of being mutter. That's not much of a chiddush. I'll tell you where the chiddush lies, and that is that if the first one dies, the second one now becomes mutteris, even though, and this is a tremendous chiddush, even though when the second one was originally presented, she became immediately asura through achos de kukaso. Still, Rav is going to be of the position that that is okay. Meaning, even though when originally presented, she was asura, but nevertheless, if the reason of Isser goes away, i.e. the death of her sister, so now she becomes materis. Mishum dehavya yevama shehutra, v'neser v'chaz v'hutra tachzor leheter rishona. That was just a description of what happens if the second one dies. But Rav goes so far to say that even if the first one dies, still Rav will say that under those circumstances, muteris. Okay, so that shita's Rav, which obviously represents a chiddush, a really big chiddush, in that even though at the time of presentation she was asura, but if the reason of the isur goes away, she can then become a candidate for yibum, which if you think about it, is nothing short of amazing. Meaning, at the time when she presents herself, so either the Torah, or in this case, the Chachamim, right? Achazu kakasos nisu de rabbanan. Meaning, even if I subscribe to Yezhika, but still, that's a rabbinic institution. So at the time of presentation, she's a surah, but it can become at a later point in time where she's going to be muteras. That's amazing. That's an amazing chiddush. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I totally disagree. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, mesa shnia muta brishona. Ava mesa brishona, also brishnia. So Rabbi Yochanan says, order is going to make all the difference. Meaning, these two sister Yavamas. So if the first one dies, so the second one is going to be Aser. If the second one dies, the first one's going to be Mutter. And why is order important? For the reasons that we just articulated. Because if the first one dies, what's the second one? She started off as Iser. At the time where she presents a candidate for Yibum, she is Asura. And now she's going to remain Asura. On the other hand, the first one, when originally presented, is Muteres. She becomes Asura, but only because of her sister now, who is the Yavama, which makes both of them achos de kukaso. But if she dies, the first one reverts back to her original position of being muteris. So order is going to matter. My taima, the Gemara spells this out. Shekol yavama she'en ani kore ba b'shas nefila yavama yavo ala rezek ke'esh esach she'esh labanim ve'asura. Because the critical moment is her first moments of being yavama. If at that first moment of being yavama, she is asura, she is la'olam asura. Even if the reason behind the isur goes away, she will la'olam be asura. That's why, in this case of the sisters now, who both become yavamas to this one surviving brother, so if the second one dies, the first one reverts back to her status of being muteris. But if the first one dies, since the second one started off as being isur, even though now the reason behind the isur goes away, because with the death of her sister, she's no longer achos de kukaso, but still, if at the time of Yibum, at the original point of Yibum, if she was asura, she remains asura. That is Shitas Rav Yochanan. Now, the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. That is a really strong svara. In fact, the Gemara turns its attention back to Rav, and the Gemara says, Rav doesn't hold to this svara? We know Rav holds of this svara. V'Rav leis lehai svara v'amar Rav, kalisha she'ena nikora b'shas nefila, yavama yavo aleha, Rav absolutely holds of this svara. Consider a simple case now where two brothers marry two sisters. And now, the one of the brothers die. And now his sister-in-law presents herself as a candidate of Yibum. So can he marry her? The answer is unequivocally no. He can't marry her. Why? Because not only is she Eshazach, she's also Achos Ishto. Okay? Now, his wife dies. Okay, so if his wife dies, is she now Muteres? Well, yes and no. Meaning, we know that when it comes to sisters, you're allowed to marry your wife's sister once your wife dies. So if your wife dies, she now no longer is achos isha. She's still eisha zach, but she's no longer achos isha. So can you do the mitzvah of yibum? So Rav says no, because at the time of nefilas yibum, she was asura. She remains asura. So now we're obviously at an impasse, because we said previously that according to Rav, he's not fazed by that. Meaning once the Tama Issa goes away, she now becomes eligible. Over here, we're reading clearly. It's so clear that according to Rav, if at the time of Nefila she's Asur, she remains Asur. So the Gemara says, you can't compare the two cases. Hani mile hecha dikai bapa iser achos isha daraisa avahach azika darabanini. So what Rav will do is make the following distinction. If Rav, of course, agrees to this idea that once Asur, always Asur, but that's if the Isser is an Isser daraisa. In the example that I just illustrated of two brothers, two sisters, you're talking about an Isser daraisa. If at the time of Nefila she's Asur with an Isser daraisa, so then yes, she'll remain Asur even if the reason of the Isser goes away. That's true. However, we're talking about Achuzukukaso. Achuzukukaso is an Isser derabanan. So there, Rav will say that if the Isser is an Isser derabanan and the Isser goes away, she goes to becoming an eligible Yavama. Difference between daraisa and derabanan? Okay, good. So where do we stand right now? At a really interesting machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan in terms of Yavama, who at the time of Nefila was a Sura, the Tama Isser goes away. Is she now become an eligible Yavama? According to Rav, the answer is yes. And according to Rav Yochanan, the answer is no. Okay. So with that stated, so the Gemara now is going to be challenging Rav Yochanan. The truth of the matter is that this challenge also works for Rav as well. But the reason why the Gemara is turning its attention to Rav Yochanan is because Rav Yochanan is a more stringent position. And here we look at our Mishnah. Eisvei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina l'Rabbi Yochanan. And so now we backtrack to our Mishnah. I say our Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, the third paragraph of the Masechta. Arba achin beis mehem nesun beis achayos v'meis ha nesun nes achayos harei elu chotzos v'lo mizyabmos. So let's consider our Mishnah. So again, our Mishnah, the case we've gone over numerous times. Four brothers, two sisters. Two of the brothers are married to two of the sisters. Those two brothers die. Those two sisters present themselves as Yavama to the two surviving brothers. What do you do? The Mishnah couldn't be clearer. The Mishnah says, I'll tell you what the two brothers are going to do. They're going to do Chalitza. They can't do Yibum. Now, why can't they do Yibum? Achazukukaso. Because each sister now is a sister, is a Zukuka is an Achos to a Zukuka. Meaning achazukukaso, and so neither of the surviving brothers can do yibum, so they're going to do chalitza. That's our Mishnah. Ve'amai. So the Gemara says now, according to you, Rav Yochanan, and the truth of the matter is it would be true according to Rav as well, but we're focusing on Rav Yochanan. According to you, Rav Yochanan. So why don't we do the following? Now these two brothers died. We're going to assume sequentially, right? Good. So now the first brother died. So now how many women were presented? Only one. Was there an Isser for her at the time? No. No Isser whatsoever. It's only now with the death of the second brother, now there is an Isser of Achazukukaso. So if that's true, so here's what should happen according to you, Rav Yochanan. Ve'amai leku chad minai lachlos la lishnia. So let now one of the surviving brothers do chalitza to the second. V'tehavi rishona lagabi idach ki yivam shehutra v'nesra v'chazer v'hutra. Tachzor leheteri rishona. So now what should happen to the second, what should happen to the first widow? The first widow. How was she originally presented? Beheter. Now what happened with the death of her, of the second brother? Her sister now is a Yavama. That means that both of them now are Chazukukaso, meaning now we have an Isser for the first. Then what happens is that once Chalitza is done to the second, Zika's gone. We're back now to Heter. So we have Heter, Isser, Heter. According to you, Rav Yochanan, what did you say previously? By heter is her heter, she reverts back to her original heter. So why in our Mishnah would the Mishnah say that both of the brothers have to do chalitza? Not necessary. In the Mishnah's case, you could have one brother doing chalitza, specifically to the second widow, and then have the other brother do the mitzvah of yibum to the other woman. That's a perfect illustration of hutra, v'asura, v'chazer v'hutra. So why wouldn't the Mishnah say that? So listen to Rav Yochanan's answer, as it is shocking. Amrei Achayos Eni Yodea Mishanan. So Rav Yochanan says, the Mishnah? I don't know who's responsible for the Mishnah. I take no responsibility for the Mishnah. Rashi writes over here, the Velei Malei, sorry, not that Rashi, right, in Yodea Mishanan, four lines from the bottom, Klomer, Zu Eino Mishnah. I don't subscribe to that Mishnah. We do not find this often throughout Shas, where we just have a total rejection of a Mishnah. It's rather remarkable. But in other words, Rav Yochanan is basically saying, I totally disagree with our Mishnah, and I would say that we could do exactly what we just offered. In the case of two brothers and four brothers and two sisters, so I would say that in the death of the two brothers, there is a way for Yibam to be done. Obviously not with both, but you could do Yibam with one, specifically the first widow. Again, have one of the brothers do Chalitza to the second widow, remove the Zika. Once you remove the Zika, so then Hadra. So the first woman now reverts back to her status of being Muteres, and now the other brother can do the mitzvah of Yibam. I think that's the accepted position. I, the Mishnah, don't bother me with the Mishnah. Again, that's we're in very rare territory here where the Gemara just has an Amora has a rejection of a Mishnah. Doesn't happen that often. I wish I knew Shas better. I'm just I don't know. I don't even know if there's another scenario like this.
Is he objecting the Mishnah itself or the person that taught it?
The way Rashi presents it, Zu Eino Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. Now, the Velei Malei, so the Gemara says, now wait one second. Rav Yochanan, there's really no way for you to keep the Mishnah. There's no way for you to interpret the Mishnah. And the Gemara over here is going to go through more than half a dozen different suggestions of how Rav Yochanan could possibly sustain the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Velei Malei, my cholzos nami diktani choletzes chada. Maybe that's a pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that you do chalitza, only one does chalitza. The Gemara says, cholzos ketani. Yeah, but I can't do that. Meaning I have to read the Mishnah. I'm not ready to edit the Mishnah. Meaning either accept it or reject it. And I'm on the position of rejecting it. But I'm not in the position of editing the Mishnah. Okay. So it doesn't say choletzes, meaning in the singular. It says cholzos. Velei malei my cholzos, cholzos ta'alma. Cholzos could just simply mean, you know, generally speaking, we'll do chalitza in such a case. Not to both, but in other words, cholzos just simply means generally that will be our answer. But again, but specifically, only to one. Hare elu kitani. Again, that's a difficult read of the Mishnah. In fact, you can't read that into the Mishnah because the Mishnah says the words elu. These are going to receive chalitzas, meaning these two women. No. Velema de chalitza l'rishon b'reisha cholzos. I'm sorry. De chalitza l'rishon b'reisha. So maybe the Mishnah is talking about where chalitza was done to the first widow. If chalitza was done to the first widow first, now you're stuck. Because now, can you do Yibam to the second woman? No, you can't. The Zika was removed from the second widow? Yeah, that's true. But how did she present herself b'shas nefila? She presented herself b'shas nefila as Isser, as Achazuku Kaso. And remember, this is all within the sheet of Rav Yochanan. And according to Rav Yochanan, if at Shas Nefila she was Asura, even if the reason of the Isser goes away, still she remains Asur. So the Gemara says, that can't be the Pshat in the Mishnah. Meaning what the Gemara is suggesting right now is that the Mishnah is talking specifically about a case where Chalitza was done to the first widow. The Gemara says, no. Cholzos lichatchila ketani. No, because the Mishnah is giving us very clear instruction. You do Chalitza to both. Meaning, the Mishnah is not talking about what happens in this case. The Mishnah is telling us, this is what you do in all cases. So, v'leim aleg zera demakadim v'chalitza rishona b'resha v'lom isyabmos. Sorry. Bereisha. So the Gemara now suggests, well, maybe the Mishnah is saying that theoretically it would work. But the Chachamim were concerned. They made a gzeira. Because remember, you can do Yibam to one of them, but only in a specific order. Only in the order of Chalitza being done to the second, and then Yibam can be done to the first widow. Okay, fine. But that's a nuanced point. And maybe not everyone's familiar with that. And then what's going to happen is that people will do it in the other order. And so therefore it's a gzeira de rabbanan. But in principle, maybe the Mishnah subscribes to Rav Yochanan. The Gemara says, no, I don't accept that as a pshat as well. V'lo misyav mos ketani. Deleika din yibam hacha klal. Because again, the Mishnah reads really clearly. The Mishnah says, v'lo misyav mos, meaning yibam is off the table. And according to Rav Yochanan, that's not true. Yibam is not off the table. V'leim alei gzeira shema yamos v'asalavato mitzvah yivamim. So the Gemara says, well, maybe, and this is the way Rashi understands it right now, maybe Rav Yochanan holds Ein Zika. Maybe. Or, alternatively, you could say that Rav Yochanan understands our Mishnah to hold Ein Zika. So if you subscribe to Ein Zika, because remember, immediately after having done the Mishnah, we gave two explanations of the Mishnah. The easier explanation is Yesh Zika, and what's the problem? Achazuku Kaso. That was one way to interpret the Mishnah. But another way to interpret the Mishnah is that the Mishnah subscribes to Ein Zika. Well, if you hold Ein Zika, what's the problem? Meaning now, if you hold Ein Zika, then neither of the sisters are Achazuku Kaso, and now why don't you allow both brothers to do the Mitzvah of Yibum? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that one will do Yibum to one, and before the other brother was able to do anything, he dies. And if he dies, so what happens to the other Yavama? What happens to the other Yavama is now she goes free. Is that a problem? Yes. Yes. Because what happened was is that you had a Yibum opportunity, and now because of the death of the brother, you lost the Yibum opportunity. And that's what's called Asur Levato Mitzvah Yavamim. Now, as we already pointed out numerous times, because we saw this idea a couple times already in the Masechta, right? That's a strange concern. That before the second one does Yibum, he's going to die. And because of that, we're going to legislate Chalitza for both so that this does not become a problem. It's really strange. But that's the Pshat in the Mishnah if the Mishnah subscribes to Ein Zika. So the Gemara says, so maybe, as far as Rav Yochanan is concerned, he doesn't have to reject the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not concerned about the issue of Achazuku Kaso. The Mishnah is operating with the principle of Ein Zika, and Asur Levato Mitzvah Yevamim. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. So Rav Yochanan Misa Lo Chayish. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Yochanan is not worried about death. Meaning this would not be a concern for Rav Yochanan. This idea that we're worried about one of the surviving brothers is going to die, that concern is not going to raise the bar for Rav Yochanan to the point in which we're going to negate the Mitzvah of Yibum for that reason. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the Mishnah subscribed to the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we're going to learn this a lot later on in the Masechta, according to Rashi, it's on Daf Kuf Ches, Kuf Tes. Anyway, a lot later on. But anyway, there is a Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is of the position that once she is Usher historically, she's always going to be Usher. Now, not to go through the details of Rabbi Eliezer right now, just suffice to say, it's a shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and maybe our Mishnah subscribes to Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning Rav Yochanan doesn't have to reject the Mishnah, because there is a Tana that subscribes to this viewpoint. So the Midasei for Rabbi Eliezer, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it can't be. Because in our Mishnah, meaning go back to the Mishnah in Chavav, and you'll see. First the Mishnah presents a series of cases, then the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, so forth and so on. Which means that the entire ratio of the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why Rav Yochanan couldn't suggest that. So the Gemara suggests, okay, how do I know that the Mishnah is sequential? Maybe the Mishnah is concurrent. What happened to the two brothers? They died simultaneously. Oh. If they died simultaneously, now what? Now, as each one presents themselves for Yibum, they now, at the moment of Nefilah, are Achazuku Kaso. Ah, maybe that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. And that's why the Mishnah says that in that circumstance over there, now Yibum is no longer on the table. Because it wasn't sequential. It was concurrent. So the Gemara says, really, to say Efshar L'tzamtzem, that we're able to be this precise, so there is an opinion like that, Rav Yosef Glili, it's the Gemara Bechoros, Yud Zayin. So there is an opinion like that. But that's an opinion. And that's not an accepted viewpoint. And Lo Sosam L'Antanika Rav Yosef Glili. And it's not going to be the way of the Mishnah, the way of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that he's going to have an anonymous Mishnah, and the only way to interpret the anonymous Mishnah is going like Rav Yosef Glili. That's really unlikely. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So it's not concurrent, it's sequential. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where I don't know who died first. So now it's Achazuku Kaso without the knowledge of which one's Rishon and which one's Shnia. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. And maybe that's why you can't do Yibum, because we don't know which one's Rishon and which one's Shnia. Again, just to reiterate, according to Rav Yochanan, there's a way to solve for this dilemma. And that is, you'll do Chalitza to the second. One of the brothers will do Chalitza to the second. Now, reverting the original widow back to her original status of being Beheter, And that would work according to Rav Yochanan. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? That's what we're struggling with. That's what we have been struggling with for the last 20 minutes. And so the Gemara now is suggesting, maybe we don't know which one died first, which one died second. We know there was sequence, it was order, we just don't know who died first. So the Gemara says, Yahachi haine diktani kidma v'kinsu yotziyu. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah is not going to make sense, because remember what the Mishnah said? That if they married the widows, so what's the halacha? Basin steps in, and Basin separates them from their wives, because they're unlawfully wedded. Meaning the chalitza was the prescribed solution, and it's only chalitza. And if they decide that they're going to do yibum, the Mishnah says, Basin separates them. Now the Gemara says, now Bishlam, now the word should be Rishon. Bishlam Rishon Arminan Lei, Man Shar Yalach. So yeah, for the first husband, I get it. Because Man Shar Yalach, meaning you weren't allowed to marry those sisters. They were Achaz Zekukaso. So what you did was wrong, and we're gonna separate the two of you. But Ella Shani, but when it comes to the second surviving brother, Amar, he can say the following. Chavrai Shnia Yavam Ana Rishonim Yabin. Look, we don't know who married whom. Okay, and based on this lack of knowledge, so here's what we could say. We could say that my brother married the second widow, and I married the first. Now, granted, we don't know. But what are we looking at over here? What's the Isser? Achazukukaso. And we don't know. What does we don't know translate to in Gemara terminology? Suffolk. What did we say previously in our Masechta regarding Suffolk Achazukukaso? It's Mutter. Bidyevet, obviously, but it's Mutter. Meaning you can be Mekayim. Achazukukaso is Nisr Durabanan. A Suffolk and Nisr Durabanan? Oh, you could be Megal. So, Hainu de Kamerle. So the Gemara is exhausted. I'm also a little bit exhausted. But the Gemara now is exhausted, meaning the Gemara is exhausted. Any possible pshat in the Mishnah according to Rav Yochanan, and Hainu, so Hainu dekamar le'achayas eni yodeh mishanan. And that's why Rav Yochanan, when getting to our Mishnah, Rav Yochanan says, our Mishnah, eni yodeh, I'm taking no responsibility for the Mishnah. I don't know who's the author of the Mishnah. I simply disagree with the Mishnah. Okay, amazing. And by the way, I did a little bit of extra homework last night, right? The Rambam passes like Rav Yochanan, meaning that in this scenario over here, the likelihood of it occurring is amazingly slim, but in this scenario over here, meaning the Mishnah gave really clear instruction of what to do. Four brothers, two sisters, two of the brothers married two sisters, the two brothers died. They now face the two surviving brothers for the mitzvah of Yibam. So the Mishnah says, there's only one solution. Each one of them does chalitza. And the halacha is like Rav Yochanan. The halacha is no. Right? I looked it up in the Rambam. The halacha is no. One brother will do chalitza specifically to the second widow. Now, taking the first widow, reverting her back to her original position. Her original position, b'shas nefila, is heter. So she went from heter to iser achazukukaso. But now, once chalitza is done, that removes the zika. Now the original widow goes back to her status of being muteris. Muteris, asura, muteris. Good. And you do the mitzvah of Yibum. And that's the sheet of Rav Yochanan. And that's the halacha. An amazing result in terms of where we go from the Mishnah to where we get to in terms of the halacha. Tanan. Okay. We are on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We are halfway down the Amud. Haisach has mehem asur al echad isur erva. Asur ba umutar ba'achosa ve'asheni asur b'shteyem. So, one of them is asur for one of them because of an erva. Okay, so, right, this is where the Mishnah gets a little bit complicated, but, right, you like that. This is where the Mishnah gets complicated. So this is where the Mishnah gets a little bit complicated, where, now, of the two sisters, so one of them is an erva to one of the surviving brothers. In other words, let's say, for example, she's a mother-in-law of one of the surviving brothers. Okay, can it happen? 100% it can happen. So she's an erva to one of the surviving brothers. So now what do you do in that circumstance? So for that one brother now, he's good. Because now there's no Zika between him and one of the sisters. Because that sister also to him is his mother-in-law. So now he can marry the other woman. So good, so he'll do the mitzvah of Yibam. The other brother has to do chalitza to both. That's our Mishnah. Now, Sakadatcha denafla chamosa tchila va'amai. So the Gemara says, now at this point in time, here's what we think. We think that which of the two sisters...
Brother was, who doesn't have a Zika with one of them, is able to be even without one. So why is there any need for Kaddish? But otherwise, they're like taking off the table, no?
So, in other words, you have to look at it from both of their perspectives. Meaning from the surviving brother, where he has a Zika only with one of them. From the other surviving brother, he's got a Zika with both of them.
No, but the thing is that his Zika, when this brother does be even with one of the two...
Well, the Gemara's getting to your point. V'amai leku chasam le'abim hachdeinu chamosa bereisha v'te'ave chamosa le'gabi idach yivam ashutra v'neser v'chaz v'hutra. So the Gemara says, now, how do they become widows? So again, the Mishnah doesn't give us order. So let's suggest now that the order goes like this, that the chamosa became the widow first, and then the other sister then became a yavama. And so now, under those circumstances, so now what? So now, the surviving brother who only has one option, so he'll do the mitzvah of Yibum. And what does that now do to the original? So she was, when originally widowed, heter, then became achazukukaso, but then the isur achazukukaso is removed once the other brother does the mitzvah of Yibum to the non-mother-in-law. And that removes achazukukaso. Or to say it simpler, I don't know if it can get simpler, but to say it simpler now, so for the first Yavama, she originally was Beheter, then becomes Asura with Achazu Kukaso, but then becomes Heter, because in this circumstance over here, the Zika to the other can be removed. So the Gemara says, so under those circumstances, so why doesn't the Mishnah say that? So Tachzor Le'Heter Rishon. So Amar Rapapa Kagon D'Nafla Achdeinu Chamosa Bereisho. So Rapapa will tell you, you're right. Meaning that if in fact that was the sequence, so then it would be okay. Meaning under those circumstances, it would be heter, isser, heter. And that would be fine. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, the Mishnah is talking about where she presented herself not first, but second. And now once she presents herself second, so now what happens? Bishas Nefila, she was isser. And even if the Tama isser is removed, but everything comes back to Shas Nefila. If at Shas Nefila, she's asura, that's it. La'olam asura. Rebbe Lazar Omer Bisham Armin Vichule. Tanya. Kamar quotes a Brisa. Rebbe Lazar Omer Bisham Armin Mikaimu Beisol Armin Yotziu. So Amachlok is between Beisol and Bisham. Now we saw this back in the Mishnah, but over here in the Brisa, we're going to get a little bit more information. Okay, what happens if they marry the sisters? They shouldn't. They should do Chalitza, as we learned back in the Mishnah. But what if they do? So, according to Rebbe Lazar, it's Machlok is Bisham and Beisol. Bisham says, Yikaimu Beisol Armin Yotziu. Basil says we're going to separate them. Bishami disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yikaimu. Rabbi Shimon says no, they get to keep the wives. And Abishol Omer Kalayalam Le Basil, but Davrazesh, Bishami Omer Yotio, Basil Omer Yikaimu. And according to Abishol, so it is Basil who's the Makel, and Bishami is the Machmir. Okay, which generally speaking is how they normally present themselves anyway. Fine, so what do we have in this Brisa? More Shitas in terms of what happens if they marry? Now, Rabbi Shimon Kaman. Now, the Gemara here asks an interesting question. In this Brisa that we just learned together, there are three Shitas. I know more than three, but if I can organize, there's the Shita Rabbi Elazar in terms of how he had a Mesorah of Machlokes Bisham and Beisolo. Then there's the Shita Rabbi Shimon. And then there's the Shita of Abishal as how he has the Mesorah of Bisham and Beisolo. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Shimon, do you really have a vote in this? And the way Rashi presents it, Rabbi Shimon is a much later Tana. So what is he doing over here? He's getting involved in a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, meaning at least Abishal and Rabbi Eliezer, they're not voicing an opinion. They're voicing what their Masorah was of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And now Rabbi Shimon, years later, right? Rabbi Shimon's a late Tana. Rabbi Shimon, years later, he's going to have a say in this machlokes. He has no say in this machlokes. He shouldn't have a say in this machlokas. So the Gemara says, Ike Beishama Hanu Rebbe Lezer, Ike Beisela Hanu Abishol. Hachi Kamar. So the Gemara says, yeah. So what Rabbi Shimon is saying is, Lo Nechlugu Beishama Beisel Badavrazeh. Ah. So just a clarification. Rabbi Shimon is not giving us his own opinion. Rabbi Shimon is telling us that his Masorah is that Beishama and Beisel never argued on this issue. Okay. So really, you talk about a breakdown of Masorah, meaning on this issue. By the way, this is such a detailed point over here. Four brothers, two sisters. Two brothers supposed to do chalitza. They didn't do chalitza. They married them. What happens then? Okay, we're at that point in the halachic discourse. What happens then? And in that, we have now three opinions in terms of what whether two of them say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, and just a question now of who says which, and the third misora, and that's Rabbi Shimon, that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai never argued on this issue. Okay, Haisachas mehem. Okay, if one of them Hatanina Chadazimna. Now, in our Mishnah, what happened? Our Mishnah brought down the case of the two sisters. One of them is an erva to one of the brothers. And what do you do? And we learned in our Mishnah, what do you do? So for the one brother now who is only has one Zika opportunity, great, take advantage. For the other brother who has two Zikas, well, that's Achuzukukaso. And he's got to do Chalitza to both. Good, that's what we learned in our Mishnah. What is the Gemara bothered by? Old news. This is old news, meaning go back to the Mishnah and Daf Chaf. We learned this already back on Daf Chaf. Now, admittedly, back on Daf Chaf, it was a little bit different. Back on Daf Chaf, what do we have? We had three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. Those two brothers died. Those two sisters present to the one brother. And the Mishnah back in Daf Chaf says that if one of them is an erva to him, so now there's only one Yibam opportunity, great, take advantage. Either sisters, yeah, but for one of the sisters, he has no Zika whatsoever. Okay, good. So that's what we learned back on Daf Chaf. So we learned that on Daf Chaf, we learned on Chav Vav. The only notable difference is that on Daf Chaf, it's one surviving brother. On Chav Vav, two surviving brothers. So the Gemara says, "Achosi shishi yivimta choletzot zol mesia bemes." That's just a citation of the Mishnah back in Daf Chaf. So Tzricha says the Gemara, "I need both Mishnayos. Why? Because the Yashmin and House of Mishum to like Lemigzar Mishum Sheni. Because over there, so like Lemigzar, there's no reason to make Gzera. In other words, there's no second brother. So in other words, the instructions are going to be very clear, and we only have to instruct one surviving brother in terms of what to do. Avahacha, but over here, confusion." In other words, we have two surviving brothers. It's a deikah lemigzah mishum sheni. In other words, and now imagine, I'm telling one brother, oh, you go ahead and you do yibum to one. And the other one obviously is an erva to you, so you're good. And now to the other brother, wait, no. You don't do the same thing. In other words, to you, they're both eligible. So now it's achazukukas, so now you have to do chalitza to both. So I would imagine, says the Gemara, as a havamina, that in our Mishnah over here, maybe the halacha would be different. Because there are two Yavams now, and they're both not doing the same thing. It's confusing. Huh. So maybe because of that confusion, maybe we would just tell everyone to do Chalitza. So Emalo. Alternatively, if all I had was our Mishnah over here, so that wouldn't inform us about the Mishnah back on Daf Chaf. Why? Because our Mishnah over here, so what's happening? What's happening is there's two surviving brothers. One's going to do the mitzvah of Yibam, the other one's going to do chalitza to both. Ah. So by virtue of the fact that one is doing chalitza to both, what is that teaching everybody? Achuzukukaso. Meaning, that's showing everybody that there's such an idea of sisters who both have a Zika, they both are prohibited, and that's why he has got to do chalitza to both. Ah. But if all I had was our case over here, I go back to the Mishnah and Daf Chaf. One surviving brother. What do we tell that one surviving brother? Go ahead. Go. In other words, again, the case is, one's an erva, one's a non-erva. So we tell them, okay, good, do Yibam to the non-erva. Oh, but they were sisters. So people are going to look at that case and people are going to think to themselves, oh, so you see what happens with sisters who both have a Zika? Oh, you can marry one of them. Not appreciating or understanding the nuance of, wait one second, that case is different. In that case over there, one of them was an erva to him. So as opposed to our case over here, by the second brother doing chalitza to both of them, that shows everybody achuzukukaso. But in the case on Daf Chaf, where there's no demonstration of Achazukukaso, maybe the Chachamim would be concerned.
Now, like, going back to Ben's question, if one brother already does Yibum, or the other brother does, Chalitza to both, why does the second brother have to do anything at that point?
They both have a Zika. In other words, these are two brothers who both... Both of them have the mitzvah of Yibum. Separate mitzvahs of Yibum.
Once that mitzvah is fulfilled by this brother doing Yibum, right, then she's no longer available for Yibum to the second brother. So what's the point of doing Chalitza?
I understand, but there's only two women.
Let's discuss at the end. Iser mitzvah hanami tanina. So the Gemara says, Iser mitzvah, that was also taught. Meaning, once again, what the Gemara is bothered by is our Mishnah over here is just repeating what we learned back on Daf Chaf. And again, what's the purpose of repetition? So, and the Gemara here quotes the Mishnah on Daf Chaf, as we are now in the top of the Amud Beis. Is the mitzvah vista kedusha cholatzus v'lomis yamemis? Okay, good. In other words, if one of these sisters is either a lav or a shnios, and this is the Rabbanan, so now, is that going to remove the Zika? Nope. It's not going to remove the Zika. You can't marry her? Yeah, you can't marry her. But the Zika is only removed by an erva, and she's not an erva. Okay, so what do you do? So cholotzes v'lo misyabem. So we learned that back on Daf Chaf. And what are we doing in our Mishnah? Repeating the same point. So ha'osa mitzvah mitzvah l'chud ha'achas or mitzvah v'achosa. So the Gemara says, once again, the difference is that Mishnah on Daf Chaf, one surviving brother. Our Mishnah, two surviving brothers. And salkadach amin aleka miser, mitzvah b'makom miser erva, v'tis yabem. So the Gemara says, I might have thought that, look, iser mitzvah, meaning that she's prohibited. Maybe what the Chachamim did, it's going to be a strange havamina. Maybe what the Chachamim would do is, look, I know the Zika's there, but you know what? One of those women are prohibited. How about we do the following? How about we just simply upgrade the iser from a lav to an erva? Now, I know, it sounds funny. You can't do that. But consider the fact that what is the only thing really preventing you from marrying her? The rabbinic iser of achuzuku kaso. So, if the only thing preventing you from marrying her is achuzuku kaso, and one of the women is usher anyway, so maybe the chachamim can do that in this case over here. I know the Gemara's language is a little bit strange. Upgrade the iser. It basically means, right, if I can present it in another way, it basically means, maybe in this case over here, we can ignore achosuku kaso, because anyway, one of the sisters, anyway, is prohibited to you. Okay. So the Kamash Malan. Vitis yaben kevin demedereis, aram yakame kapagab achosuku kaso. So the Gemara says, and why not do yibum? Because both of them still have a zika to you. Sakadach ame misha mitzvah, avad rabbanan. And again, the Gemara just kind of repeats. The Gemara says, yeah, but the havamina would be, yeah, but we're foregoing a mitzvah. Meaning, I know that, generally speaking, achazuku kaso. But over here, again, one of those women are aser. And why not suggest over here, okay, but here you're losing out in the mitzvah of yibum. Okay, kamash malan. The Gemara says, okay, I know you're losing out in the mitzvah of yibum, but achazuku kaso. Okay, haisa achaz mehen hasulamali hainu hach. So the Gemara says, now, we're at the next case of the Mishnah. What was the next case of the Mishnah? Next case of the Mishnah is one's an erva to one, the other is an erva to the other. So here, under those circumstances, wonderful. So now have one brother do chalitza to one, yibum to the other, and same thing with the other brother. So the Gemara says, you don't even need chalitza in that case over there. Sorry. I was wrong. Yibum, yibum. In other words, you have one do yibum to the woman who's eligible, and have the other brother do yibum to the other woman who's eligible. So, ma'li l'chad, ma'li l'trei. And again, what's our Mishnah? A repetition, Daf Chaf. Okay. You love the point on Daf Chaf, you'll love it again on Chavav. But the Gemara is bothered by the fact that why repeat what we already knew? Meaning back on Daf Chaf, again, there's one surviving brother in Daf Chaf, but again, point is made already. Meaning on Daf Chaf, if one's an erva to him and the other one's not, so then he can marry the sister who's not an erva. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, di ashmin and hasa mishum di sheni demuchach. So the Gemara says, well, no. If all I had was our Mishnah over here, so once again, I got two brothers, so and one's marrying one, the other man's one's marrying the other, so it becomes now clear that the reason for the allowance is because of Arayus. Avahacha, the Avahacha, deleke sheni dekamuchach emalav. But in the Mishnah, Dav Chav, so there is no second brother. It's just him. And so what are people seeing? And again, we have to look at it from the casual observer. What people are seeing is a sister fell to Yibum, and what did he do? He married one, not the other. Oh, okay. And again, not understanding the nuances of one's an erva to him, the other one's not an erva to him. So not understanding those nuances, so people will say, oh, okay, good. I get it. So when the two sisters fall to Yibum, so you can marry one, and that's fine. Okay. And if I just had the other Mishnah, and if I had that Mishnah, not this Mishnah, I could have just crossed the argument. Meaning I would have said that in that case over there, so I would say that, look, he married one, not the other. Ah. So it's telling. because one of them is an heir, one's the other, and the other one's not. Over here, what happened in the two surviving brothers? They both married. Oh, they both married. And again, the casual observer is not going to understand or appreciate one's an erva to one and the other is an erva to the other. And not understanding that. And all they're saying is they did the mitzvah of Yibam. Ah, achazuka kaso, it's not a thing. Okay. Zui sha'amru. Okay. Now, we're at the last part of our Mishnah. Right? We're getting to the end of the discussion of our Mishnah. Zui sha'amru. So zui lamute mai. That extra clause of the Mishnah. It's in this case that we said that when you have sisters who are sisters in the law, so and one's an erva to one, the other one's an erva to the other, so then you do yibam to the one who's a non-erva. So, and what is that extra phrase in the Mishnah coming to teach me? So, my lamute, iser mitzvah lezeh, iser mitzvah lezeh. So the Gemara says it's coming to be my the following case. Let's say one is not an erva to one, but one is an iser to one, and the other one's an iser to the other. But again, iser meaning either a lav or a iser derabanan. So, lamali hainuach. The Gemara says, okay, but as we already got done saying this morning, so the lav or the iser derabanan does not remove the zika. That's not news. We knew that already. So the Gemara says, my little tray. What difference does it make whether we're talking about one surviving brother or two surviving brothers? Again, just as a half, I would have thought over here, how many yibum opportunities are we now losing? We're losing two yibum mitzvah opportunities. I don't know, maybe the Chachamim can give an upgrade over here. Meaning, if it's just one Yibam opportunity that we're going to lose, okay, we're not ready for upgrading. But if there are two Yibam mitzvah opportunities that we're going to lose, okay, maybe it's time to upgrade. Okay, good. Yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Okay, so where do we stand right now? So really, aside from explaining each line of the Mishnah, so our main topic of discussion for today is what happens when you have a woman who b'shas nefila was muteris. Then she becomes asura. Then she becomes muteris again. So under those circumstances, both Rav and Rav Yochanan will tell you that the mitzvah of Yibam now is reinstated. Rav goes even so far to say that even b'shas nefila, she was achazuku kaso, and then her sister dies. So then even in those circumstances, you can go ahead and marry her. But we don't pass like Rav. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, only in the case of heter iser heter. Good. That was our big discussion of today. And then with the subsequent Gemara explaining each line of the Mishnah, what's the chiddush of each line of the Mishnah? Good. The next part of the Gemara is unbelievably difficult. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. We did it already in the Masechta. Okay, so just like it was unbelievably difficult on Daf Tes, it remains unbelievably difficult right now. Okay, and that is the following. This construct, four brothers, two sisters, two brothers marrying two sisters, those two brothers die. These two sisters now fall to Yibam to the two surviving brothers. And what do we say in our Mishnah? Chavav. We say in our Mishnah that if one's an erva to one and the other's an erva to the other, great, perfect. Now both can do Yibam because each one of them is only looking at one of the sisters for an eligible Yibam opportunity. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. Now, it's so easy to say that in the abstract. It makes my life easy. One's an erva to one, the other is an erva to the other. Now, where's the difficulty? Of course, in the details. How is one being an erva to one and one the other one being an erva to the other? So there are cases that you can come up with. But according to Rav and according to Rabbi Chiya, not just cases, 15 cases. Meaning, take every one of the arayos that we saw back on Daf Beis, and it can plug into this case. I can have the sisters where one is an erva to one by being one's daughter to one, and the other one's a daughter to the other. And that was just the first case of the Mishnah. And you could do that for every one of the cases of Dav Beis. You could do it for Bas Bito, Bas Beno, et cetera, for all 15 cases. Okay, now, if you remember, Rashi and Dav Tes says, let me show you. And Rashi and Dav Tes, it has to be the longest Rashi and Shas, but I don't know that to be correct, but that is, to me, going to be one of my best guesses out there. Rashi and Dav Tes Amud Beis actually holds our hand and walks us through how every one of the arayos mentioned on Dav Beis can actually materialize in this case over here. Okay. The good news is, and it's not good news, but I'm not going to go through every single case. Just, it can happen. It can work. And then, right, if you have your charts, I don't know what you're doing today. Right, go through the Rashi and Daf Tes, go through the charts. It can work. Now, with that stated, so now that is the statement of both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chiya. That every one of the cases can fit into our Mishnah and Chavav. Now, v'Rav Yehuda mitargei mechamos ve'elach. Aval shisa baba deresh lo. My time became the bita bonsin hu de mishkachala. B'nisun lo mishkachala. B'nisun kamari bonsin lo kamari. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not agreeing with that statement. Rabbi Yehuda says, only from case 7 and onward. From 7 through 15, yeah. But not cases 1 through 6. Why not? Because cases 1 through 6 are all derivatives of daughter. Here's what you can't do. You can't construct the scenario of Asur Lazem Muteros Lazem in the case of daughters. Because consider, right? How are you going to make a daughter, two daughters, who are sisters, and meanwhile, one of them is one of the brother's daughters, and the other one is the other brother's daughter. Okay? If your head is spinning, good. Good. In other words, how are you going to do that? There's only one way to arrive there, and that is that Reuven and Shimon, right, the two original brothers who are going to end up dying, so they violated the same woman, and they produced girls through that same woman. That is how now each one of them is going to have their own daughter who are also sisters. You see, you can't do that with...
Sisters through the mother.
Sisters through the mother. Now, you see, you can't do that through marriage. Why? Because once Reuven marries a woman, Shimon can't marry the same woman. Right? Death, divorce, don't matter. Can't marry the same woman. So the only way this case can come about is only if they violated the same woman. Okay. Dysfunctional, to say the least. Right? No. 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 Mamzeres only comes about through an erva. A man violates a woman, she is not an erva to the other brother. No. Just hear me. I'm giving it to you clear. Okay. Okay. Good. So that's the only way this case can come about. So what Rav Yehuda's objection is that I only will allow cases of marriage, not of cases of onsen. That and therefore, by definition, that has to exclude the first six cases. The Abaye Metargim Avbito. And Abaye will tell you, nah, it's even including Bito. So, so you see, Abaye will tell you, nah. In other words, I know the case can only come about through Onsen. Fine. It comes about through Onsen. Right? Dysfunctional? Yes. But does the case work with Onsen? Yes, it does. So, therefore, Abaye will include the first six. But Abaye says, but I'll tell you which case will not work out. But I'll tell you which case will not work out, and that is. Oh, I just want to make sure I'm right about this. I should know the Mishnah better. It was 15 or 14. That was number 15. Yeah, nope, 14. 14. Right, 15 was Kalosso. Okay, good. Okay, so case number 14. That's not going to work. And this is where now the Gemara is going to go off the rails. Okay, and just in terms of levels of complexity, meaning everything the Mishnah is going to say is perfectly logical, and it makes perfect sense. It's just complex, and Abaye will tell you that Eish Yisachiv Shalaya Ba'olamo, it's not going to work out. Meaning you will not be able to fit in Eish Yisachiv Shalaya Ba'olamo in our Mishnah and Chavav, where one of the wives is going to be Eish Yisachiv Shalaya Ba'olamo to one of the brothers. And the other wife is going to be also Eish Yisachiv Shalaya Ba'olamo to the other brother. Can't work. Now, I say that, it can work. If I go by Rabbi Shimon. Okay, you've been here before. I love it. So the Gemara says, so Ava Eish Yisachiv Shalaya Ba'olamo lo, kevin da libet de Rabbi Shimon de Mishkachala, libet de Rabban lo Mishkachala, be'blukta lo kamayri. So, Abaye says, look, it can work for Rabbi Shimon, but it can only work for Rabbi Shimon. And this requires us to remember what we learned back in the second parak. So good. So tomorrow, so here's where I'm going to start. I'm going to start off with explaining a little bit better how Eishes Achiv Shalayi Ba'olamo could work according to Rabbi Shimon, but it's only according to Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't work according to the Chachamim. Right now, just walk away knowing it will not work according to the Chachamim, and that's why Abaye, by definition, is going to have to excuse this case, case number 14, because it only works for Rabbi Shimon, and we're only looking for cases that are kule amah, that would work according to all positions. And this only works according to Rabbi Shimon, not according to the Chachamim. Okay. Adkan. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll pause over here. Tomorrow we pick up with Rav Safra. I'll explain better how it only works according to Rabbi Shimon. That's where I'll start tomorrow. And then we'll continue with Rav Safra. Meanwhile, let's review. Rav Yochanan has a shita in today's daf. That's where we started today. Rav also has a shita, but I'm focusing on Rav Yochanan because that's the accepted halacha. Rav Yochanan has a shita where a woman presents herself for Yibam. At the time of presentation, she's muteris. She then becomes a surah. How? So let's say her sister now becomes a Koyavama. In other words, her sister was married to her brother-in-law, and now her brother-in-law Rachmanis dies, so now she becomes a Koyavama. So now you have sisters who are Yavamas. What is that? That's Achazukukaso. So now the first sister now becomes Asur through Achazukukaso, and then Rachmanis, the sister, dies. Now she becomes Heter. So it's Heter, Isser, Heter. So Rav Yochanan says, okay, at the Shas Nefila she was Muteris. Okay, there was a period of time where she was Asura. But now she becomes Muteris again, and so therefore she's Mutter. In other words, for the mitzvah of Yibum. The Mishnah doesn't seem to subscribe to that. Rav Yochanan has a shocking comment for today. I'm not taking responsibility for the Mishnah. I don't know who taught the Mishnah. I reject the Mishnah. Okay. And the Gemara, and now in the summary, I'm not going to go through all the various ways to try to sustain the Mishnah, but according to Rav Yochanan, Mishnah's rejected. Okay, that was most of today's daf. That took us all the way to Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Into Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara has a slew of Havaminas to try to explain why do I need this line of the Mishnah, why do I need that line of the Mishnah. Much of our Mishnah is repeated already back on Daf Chaf, and so what do I need our Mishnah for? And the basic answer is Daf Chaf only has one surviving brother, our Mishnah has two surviving brothers, and so if I had one, I wouldn't necessarily know the other. Good, and that takes us all the way to Chaf Ches Amud Beis. And then a Chaf Ches Amud Beis, so now for the second time in our Masechta, we go through that this case of four brothers, two sisters, two brothers married two sisters, and the two brothers die, and one sister is an erva to one surviving brother, and the other sister is an erva to the other surviving brother. So then each of the brothers can do yibam to the other, to the non-erva. Good. That's our Mishnah. And on that, Rabbi Chiya says, and you can plug in all cases of the Arayas and Daf Beis, all 15 cases. And then an assortment of shitas. Rav Yehuda says, no, only 7 through 15. Abaye says, no, even the first 6, but not Eishes Achiv Shalayi Ba'olamo, not case number 14. And we'll come back to that and discuss that in more detail tomorrow.